USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Senators have received a closed-door briefing on the high-altitude objects that U.S. fighter jets shot down over the weekend. So what's so secret?
95% of what was discussed in that room today can be made public without compromising the security of this country.
So believes Florida Republican Marco Rubio. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal agrees in principle.
I have a better understanding, but the American people need and deserve to know more.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says those objects were likely commercial craft or harmless. The hunt for the wreckages near the Arctic Circle, the Canadian Rockies, and the bottom of Lake Huron continues. The man believed to have killed three Michigan State University students and wounded five others last night left a note that threatened two public schools in his native New Jersey. Police say the gunman, who had not lived in Ewing Township, New Jersey for several years, killed himself when officers found him. The White House is finding some good news in today's inflation report. Cecilia Rouse is chair of the Council of Economic Advisors.
We look at inflation in January, which was overall 6.4%. That's in contrast to 9.1% last June. So inflation, the rate of change of prices, has come down.
But the consumer price index did increase by 0.5% from December to January. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she will not run again. The 89-year-old says she will fill out her term, which ends next year. Three California Democrats have already announced their intent to run for Feinstein's seat. Former Vice President Mike Pence will reportedly challenge the subpoena issued by the special counsel investigating former President Trump. Pence's claim, his position as president of the Senate made him part of the legislative branch and therefore shielded under the speech and debate clause of the Constitution. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
New Zealand is under a state of emergency after a huge cyclone hit the islands.
Cyclone Gabriel swept away roads, inundated homes, and left roughly 250,000 people without power in the southwestern Pacific. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins.
It will take us a wee while to get a handle on exactly what's happened. I want to acknowledge those families that are currently functioning without power and in some cases without communications. We'll be working as quickly as we can.
Hipkins called it the most significant weather event New Zealand has seen in this century. I'm Lance Pry.
The effort to find people still alive under earthquake rubble in Turkey and Syria may be over, but the need to treat those who were injured in the quakes and the aftershocks is very much ongoing. A Colorado nonprofit is sending a lot of medical supplies to the quake zones. Doug Jackson is the president of Project Cure.
Big striker gurneys, things like the surgical instruments that they need to do surgeries. And we do have those in this warehouse. And as soon as we get that list cleared, they'll put them on an airplane and get them over there.
Project Cure's 50,000 square foot warehouse in suburban Denver is packed full of medical supplies that have been donated by hospitals, manufacturers, and people. Elsewhere in the Centennial State, a comeback story. The Colorado Springs nightclub that was the scene of a mass shooting in November plans to reopen. The management of Club Q says the facility, which is being redesigned, should be open in about 6 weeks. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs. You used to associate crickets with silence. But since you bought a house in the suburbs, you know crickets hate silence. If any other creature realized rubbing its legs together made a piercing, high-pitched noise, they might think, maybe I won't do that. Constantly. All night long. Luckily, you can save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto. Now that's something to make noise about. Just not constantly. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.